Christmas was anything but peaceful in Iraq. A new law in Peru could change lives for thousands of orphans, and Prayer is covering a satellite project to Turkey. Stay tuned for the details on these stories and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Three bombs exploded in Christian areas of the Iraqi capital Baghdad on Christmas Day, killing 38 people. The deadly attacks came despite efforts to protect celebrations throughout Iraq, which is now enduring its deadliest violence in years. Christians have fled in droves, leaving only a remnant church. 2 months ago, Greg Musselman from Voice of the Martyrs Canada said believers would stay through hardship. But now?
There was a sense of optimism, but that is really starting to change. Even those that said no matter what, we'll stay, are now starting to indicate that they want to get out of there.
The negative impact seems obvious with more than 8,000 deaths in 2013.
All these attacks just caused even more fear and just this hopelessness that is unfortunately really penetrating not only the whole country, but even the church.
The greatest concern?
We don't want to see the light go out in places where there's been a long church history.
No one knows what the new year will hold. We're putting prayer needs on our Facebook page. Would you pray with Iraq's believers? Next, Christmas isn't over in the Philippines. They're officially celebrating through January 9th. However, survivors of Typhoon Haiyan are celebrating in mud and heavy rain. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard just returned from a visit and says the destruction is on the scale of the Indonesian tsunami. Thousands, especially in the remote areas, are still struggling to survive.
Food for the Hungry purposely chose an area that was underserved, a very poor area of southern Samar. In fact, we were the first NGO to come alongside those people.
They're celebrating Christmas, but maybe not in the way you might think.
I saw hundreds of homes already starting to be rebuilt from the rubble and talked with families who were rebuilding. These families didn't even ask for help.
It's more like celebrating hope, where the gospel is part of everything they do and say.
I am incredibly encouraged by the response of the Filipino Christian community and even just the community leaders. They are a very resilient people.
What can you do? Pray. Give or go. There are links to connect you at our website. This is Mission Network News. Thanks to the hard work of one organization, several orphan children spent Christmas with their foster families. Peruvian Congress recently voted to add foster care to the legal codes. Claudia Leon Vergara of Buckner International explains.
The families are really lovely ones. They really care for the kids. It's amazing, you know, when you see the changes when they join the program and where they are right now. It's amazing, you know. It makes you feel like everything we do, it's more than worth it.
But now, the work of the last several years will be secure and the foster care system supported.
In Peru, we didn't have foster care at all, so it's been really hard for us because here you are trying to offer something that it's a better way to care for the children, but the government doesn't even see the problem of sending kids to institutions.
Pray for the program's growth and for more loving families to join in. Elsewhere, to what extent would you go in order to restore peace? The World Evangelical Alliance joined other Christian organizations and world leaders in the mission to restore peace in South Sudan. They issued a special plea to South Sudan leaders, urging them to seek peace and reconciliation for the people. Pray for this nation as believers become part of the solution. You can get connected and find the full story at our website, missionnetworknews.org. And a new channel is in the works to be released sometime in the year 2014. The Sat7 Turk team is working on a 24/7 channel that could potentially reach 100 million people in Turkey. Right now, this anytime access is limited due to internet data charges. Progress has been made in the last couple of years to improve equipment and increase staff, and their audience is growing. The issues they address are seen through a Christian worldview, so pray that the channel would be released without any difficulty. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up for our new and improved free e-news blasts. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.